Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Friday is being brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. With WKLM here on Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick, and sticking with our Holmes County Fair coverage, we are focusing in on Roger Boring, the Senior Fair Board President. Good morning, and thanks for joining with us, Roger. I really appreciate you coming in today.
Not a problem, Melissa. Enjoy being here.
And we are going to be learning all about the Fair Board and the Fair Board President and what you guys do, because it's not just a fair time position.
Oh, absolutely not.
And so you are the president of the Senior Fair Board now. I think Senior Fair Board is the official title, correct?
Yeah, the Agricultural Society or Senior Fair Board, either one works well.
So lots of names, and you are the president. How long have you been in that president role?
This is going to be my 10th president role, 3 years, sorry.
And how long have you been on the board?
This will be my 10th year.
And what got you into joining the board?
Well, I'd have to say that goes back to when my kids both showed in 4-H, and I got to see what the board did on a day-to-day basis. That piqued my interest. I saw all the work that they put in, and just something I wanted to give back.
And at 10 years, is it safe to say that your kids have graduated out of being fair participants?
That is correct. They're both aged out.
Now, are they involved in the fair also?
Not really. One's a nurse and one works for us at Millersburg Electric.
Awesome. So it's great that you have decided to continue with the fair board. What motivates you to keep wanting to be involved?
I think it's the end result. Seeing the kids actually after 4-H, seeing where they progress, see what they're doing with their lives, and it's gratifying to see it.
And so how did you get into the president's position where you are now? How many other positions have you had?
Well, how did I get into the president's position? That's easy. I was vice president prior to this, and then Mr. Taylor decided that he wanted to step down and take a little easier role. So the board did vote me in as president.
So you guys don't have where you can, you're the vice president for so long, and then you move into that president role. It's however long somebody wants to do it.
That's correct, yes. We don't have set term limits. We get voted on each and every year by the Ag Society members, and that's how it is.
So, as you say, Ag Society, about how many people are on the Ag Society?
Well, as of right now, each and every board member has to be a member of the Holmes County Agricultural Society. Above and beyond that, anybody can become an agricultural member just by stopping into the secretary's office, paying a $5 due, and then you have all the voting rights for each and every voting.
You get those voting rights every year. They get to come in and vote.
That is correct, yes.
And is there a lot of participation in our county?
Shockingly, there really isn't. Back in the day, years ago, there was. Everybody was part of it. They wanted to have the right to let their vote be heard or let their opinions be heard. Today, there's really not. It's primarily pretty much just the Fair Board members and maybe just a handful of other residents.
Do you think that maybe it's not as availably known? Because I didn't know that it existed. Like, that's how that worked. I thought it was just the Senior Fair Board.
No, it's probably, I think it's over the years, it's kind of lost its luster maybe a little bit. But there's 22 of us that do it every year. We love it.
That's a great set of group to have, 22 at least, that wants to participate. Because putting on the fair is a big job.
Oh, it's huge. More than people realize.
And you guys do more than just a week of the fair. You guys are doing stuff all year long.
All year long. I like to say that we get one day of rest after the fair, and that's a Sunday while we're cleaning up. But the fair really begins the following week. I mean, we start, we go over our notes, we see what we need to change, we see what worked well, we see what worked didn't, and we start pre-planning for, like, the events that have to be scheduled in January.
And we'll talk more about that here in just a moment. We're going to take a little break. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM. That's Roger Boring, the president of the Fair Board. And we're here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I am back here on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick. And we're here with the Fair Board president, Ag Society president, Roger Boring. And early in the first segment, you had commented that you've been on the board for 10 years. That's a decade. What have you seen change in that decade?
I would definitely have to start with moving from the floodplain out to Harvest Ridge. That biggest change right there. That was probably one of the main points I wanted to get on the fair board. I wanted to be part of that special move, and I believe I assisted the best way I could with that move. Throughout the years, changes. I mean, the growth, the fair related would be the attendance. The livestock projects are just, they're booming right now. I mean, we're out of room, so they are definitely booming. So the whole 4-H program right now is definite path of growing year after year after year.
And when you guys were working on that new fairgrounds and putting it together, did you expect it to have this type of growth this quick?
No, not really. When we first started this out, when we built the buildings, the egg building, we took every barn that we pre-existing at the old fairgrounds, and it would fit inside this new building. So we didn't really expect it to explode the way it has. It has just grown and grown and grown. I mean, now we've got a 240-foot tent sitting in the midway that I'm trying to get rid of.
And as somebody who has never been to the old fairgrounds when it was a fair, I've only ever known Harvest Ridge. So even I've seen covering for here how many more people are there, kids are there, people for us to report. So I'm sure you guys have definitely seen all of that.
Oh, absolutely. Our numbers, I believe last year fair attendance alone was a little over 40,000, which was another record, up from, I think, 37 the year before that. Every year it just progresses bigger and bigger and bigger. People love Harvest Ridge. People love the fairgrounds. I mean, if it rains, half hour later, your feet are dry. So it's, people really like to come out and to enjoy the entire complex.
And if it rains, you don't have to worry about floating away.
That is true. That is true. Yes.
Were you guys, when you were planning, were you like, we needed a whole different elevation, or did you just have the opportunity for that land? I'm sure a lot of people know the story, but there's always that something in that's in the background that somebody didn't say. Like, did you go in with the land already there, or were you guys like, we got to find somewhere where we don't need boats?
Well, sort of both, but years and years before that, the committee got together and they were looking for locations. It was the generosity of Mr. Weaver who did donate the land to us. And so we had the foundation. We just had to build.
Now, as you're growing, is there the space to keep Harvest Ridge growing out there?
A little bit. We talk about it each and every year, and I'm sure we'll talk about it during the week of the fair when we're all together again. But we're limited on which directions we can go. Parking is still good, but it could be better.
That's one of the things about being up on a hill. Yeah, now you're not going to flood, but now you limit yourself on space to grow.
You do. And like I said, we do have a little bit of a potential.
There's always potential, and you might have to get creative.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely creative when it comes to that. There is no nook and cranny not being used out there during the week of the fair, especially on the big nights. I mean, demolition night, that place is just, it's booming. There's everybody's there. So we have become very creative in where we put people, yes.
You may just have to go two-story ag barn for, put like chickens and stuff upstairs, big stuff downstairs.
Well, there's a thought. I'll take that back and we'll see what we can do with that one.
You got to get creative sometimes.
Yeah, that is true.
And so the growth of the population is probably the biggest thing. Is there anything else that's changed board-wise that you've seen?
Not really. Other than we have a few more new directors. I mean, that's we got people on the board that's been there 20 years. So yeah, I'm sure they're getting tired. I can completely understand it. Carrie Taylor was president for 19 years. I still can't wrap my head around that one. Now, anybody would put themselves through that for 19 years. I won't. I can guarantee you that. But yeah, the new board members getting some new growth in there, getting some new fresh ideas, and it's coming together. It's coming together well.
And that's always good to hear, because having the growth of the event, you need to keep that growth within the board planning the event.
No, absolutely. New members mean new mind flows, different ideas, different perspectives, and a lot of different creative ideas that I've seen in the past several years now.
That is fabulous. And we'll chat more here. We're going to take a quick little break. That's Roger Boring, the president of the Fair Board. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM on Focus Fridays. We are back here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and I'm with Roger Boring, who's the Fair Board Ag Society president. And we've been talking about all the different aspects of what goes into being a Fair Board member or Ag Society member. And you guys, what's making the fair go? What all goes in for you board members to Fair Week?
Fair Week. Every board member, or majority of the board members, are assigned committee. So they also, if say one member is over the livestock, they're over chickens, turkeys, so forth. But during the week of the fair, that's pretty much their duties. The fair board really move around, and a lot of them do multitasking. They will not only do their duty as the fair board member on their committees, but they will also help each species, help each show, help with whatever needs helped with. There is never truly a slow day during the fair.
I'm sure you guys are sun up to sundown.
There is no doubt about that.
Or before sun up, sundown.
Some of them definitely before, yes.
And a lot of times, I don't think anybody really realizes you guys are there. You're kind of that invisible force and that make the magic happen.
Absolutely. Like I said, everybody's got their duties. I would have to say, the secretary's office with Tara and the girls in there, they are busy sun up to sundown. There's no doubt about that. But then when you start getting the shows in the main ring or even the sale, then we all come together, we get it set up, we move it, we tear it down, and repeat the next day.
And fabulously, the show rings have air conditioning, which makes it really nice.
Yes, most of the time you'll find many people sitting in there.
They're watching the shows.
Yes, indeed.
And so you guys are what is keeping things going. You make sure people are at their posts, the volunteers doing their jobs and all of that.
Yes, absolutely. It's like you said, it's sun up, sundown. Some days are a little lighter than the others. We look forward to those days to where we can walk around, we can meet and greet people, and definitely get some fair food. But most of the time, it's morning till night, and tear it down, redo this, redo that. It's just nonstop. We really don't think about it. We just kind of go out and we just do it. It's interesting. It works.
Being on the board as long as you have been, you've kind of got a rhythm. Do you still get the excitement going into each fair?
Oh, we are in full fair mode right now, and that's it. Yeah, the excitement is there, no doubt about it. First and foremost, obviously, we start with safety. Safety is always first, but we are definitely excited. I would say Monday morning, about 9 a.m., then we'll all just take a breath and just enjoy it.
And you just wait for those first people to walk through the gates.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And is it the same now to see people enjoying the fair as it was when you first started being on the board, knowing you helped make that happen?
Yeah, that is. I mean, definitely on a personal level, you bet. I mean, I want to give everybody the opportunity to enjoy the work that we put in and helping build, helping create, helping change throughout the years, different things to see, different events in the grandstands.
There's nothing like seeing those smiling faces enjoying the fair, and you guys can just kind of stand back there and just be like, I helped do this.
Absolutely. It's self-gratification.
Well, we will talk more about what goes on when the fair isn't there, and that is Roger Boring with the Fair Board, and I am Melissa Patrick with WKLM on Focus Fridays. We are back on Focus Fridays here at WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am speaking with Roger Boring, the Fair Board Ag Society president. And we spoke in the last segment about the week of the fair and what the fair board does. What happens when the fair ride lights go out and the fryers stop frying and the animals have gone to market and it's the end of the fair?
we clean up. Long, tirelessly cleaning up. It takes a while, there's no doubt about it.
When you have 40,000 people coming through in a week, I can completely understand.
Oh yeah, it's 40,000 people, and what they leave behind is always fun. But no, it is. It's a long process, cleaning, putting everything away, but we get it done.
Are you relieved to be done with the week, or are you excited for it to come to an end and get into the next mode? How do the feelings change from the start of the fair's excitement to the end of the fair?
I believe it's more just tired with absolutely no feelings whatsoever at that moment. Just want to go home, climb in bed, and sleep.
And so I guess now learning that you are the Ag Society and not just a fair board, what a lot of folks I'm sure don't realize is that after the fair, you guys' job doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't. Like I said before, we start preparing for next year's fair. Realistically, through the month of December, we just go through the logistics of what the Ag Society does as far as voting and getting all that stuff done. But it really starts kicking off in January. When we go to Columbus to our Ohio Fair Managers Conference, I mean, that's where we start signing up. Grandstand events and all the little stuff, contracts have to be turned in then. So that's when fair mode really starts.
So there's actually a place where you can go and get fair things.
Yeah, absolutely. We go down to Columbus every year. It's a big that's a convention center. Every carnival ride, every events, walking shows, they're all there for us to talk to and get to understand them a little bit better. And that's where we start booking our acts.
That is really cool to know. So like you actually get to meet these people before you bring them to the fair.
Absolutely do, yes.
That's fantastic. So you're not bringing strangers in and hoping for the best. You guys have kind of vetted them.
We have. For example, the magicians. There are lots and lots of magicians out there. There's one gentleman I can't
remember. Not all magicians are created equal.
That is true. There's one that I don't think we brought in yet, but he blows my mind with his card tricks every year. He's Kids Day. I mean, Kathy Schlabel, she sets up all the acts for that. As far as our ride company has already been signed, Kissel Amusement, fantastic company. They've grown with us throughout the past 10 years. But all of our grandstand events, we got some new ones coming this year. Should be really exciting. Those are all booked. And yeah, January is a busy month for us.
And nobody would ever know that.
No, nobody would, and they really don't need to. Here's the schedule. This is what we've lined up, and we think you're really going to enjoy it.
I think going down to that conference would be a lot of fun, and seeing all the available things that you can bring to the county.
It is. The Fair Managers Conference is, you get to see your events. We have a lot of classes. We get a lot of interaction from other fair boards, and we ask a lot of questions. So a lot of insight is gained. There's a lot of knowledge gained from going down there for 3 days in January.
Networking is important no matter what you're in.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. We go down with questions. We go down with specific things we're looking to improve on. How do you do this? How did you guys do that? Or have you guys ever run into this before and how'd you change it?
This happened. What do I do?
Exactly.
I don't want to deal with this again.
Absolutely.
You know, having that group to be able to bounce ideas off and work with, I'm sure only makes the fair better each year.
Oh, it sure does.
We've got the planning of the fair. We'll talk more about what you guys do off season coming up here on WKLM for Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick, and I am with Roger Boring, the president of the fair board on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM here on Focus Fridays, and this week we are speaking with Roger Boring, who is the president of the Fair Board Ag Society. And in the last segment, we were chatting a little bit about off season and we talked about fair planning, but you guys kind of get involved in a lot of different things throughout the off season.
Oh, absolutely. That's when the changes are made. Anything to make it better. For instance, off season is when we decided to change the auction from 4 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Fabulous choice.
Yes, indeed. We all agree so. See how it works. But yeah, a lot of the off season is just pre-planning for the next year's fair. It truly is. A lot of work goes into it. A lot of meetings, not only the fair board, but every committee meetings, volunteers. It's still a lot of work.
Now, do you guys sit and kind of have a powwow? Like, what was the best thing about the fair this year? What do we need to work on? Or do people just bring things we need to work on? How do you guys kind of approach the end of a fair, looking at the next fair?
That's a good question. What we try to do is everybody tries to make notes, and then they all end up in either my hands or Tara's at the end of the fair. The interesting thing is some of the input from the residents or the fairgoers. For instance, the new bleachers that we just put on. People were very negative thoughts on the old yellow chairs, and we agreed. So that was one of the big changes this year. But that came primarily from people actually coming and paying and sitting in those chairs. So all ideas are not off the table. We like to hear whatever any idea somebody has.
It's all a learning experience each year because you have a lot of the same people, but there's always somebody new coming in and experiencing the fair for the first time who may have a new thought, idea, and you may realize that maybe once we get above this many people, we need to do this different.
No, sure, absolutely. All ideas, like I said, are on the table.
When you guys are talking with ideas, are you looking at every idea as feasible, or are there some that you just know right away, this isn't the time for this?
Yeah, we definitely have those. Right now, there's not a lot of time for a lot of the ideas, there's no doubt. Money, time, there's a lot of things. We're trying to do the building expansion right now as we speak. We're just trying to get the funding available, get that thing going, and we can get rid of that big white tent in the Midway.
And you guys have been working on that new building idea for a couple years now.
Yeah, we have. The design is in place, ready to go. It's going to be a huge, huge improvement for all the small animals for sure, but not only during the fair, but the off-season, or I should say post-fair, with Harvest Ridge and the rentals, and which is our primary income.
And off-season, while you're planning the fair, you still kind of dip around fingertips into other things, making sure things are running at the grounds and just being around in the community and doing things too.
Oh, absolutely. And definitely can show our presence. Different events at Harvest Ridge, we try to get as many people out there. In my mind, it kind of keeps people aware of what we do, kind of like what we're doing here. But it shows people what we do off-season. There's a lot of stuff out there to keep and maintain the facility of Harvest Ridge.
And that is part of your guys' role, is keeping the buildings looking good, restrooms running, the air conditioning working each year.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite parts that you guys have.
Yeah, air conditioning is always a bonus out there. Yes, 3 years ago we did hire Harvest Ridge manager Don Snow. Don, I can't speak good enough about him. He's just been amazing. The other staff out there as well, Tim and Amanda, these guys work really hard to keep Harvest Ridge going when there's not a fair.
Because Harvest Ridge is more than just the fair.
That is correct.
And so there's something happening all the time, and you guys make sure the water's there and really allows them to have that.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, we make sure basically the infrastructure is a big part of it. We make sure it's maintained, make sure it's up to date, things get fixed. But really the off season, that we roll that over to Don. And Don's, like I say, he's doing a heck of a job of scheduling the events, getting the buildings full, and I just can't speak well enough about him.
That is great to keep it busy, because a lot of times land like that just sits empty. So it's good to see it getting used and people enjoying it all year. We'll talk more. We're going to wrap this up in the next segment here on Focus Fridays. That's Roger Boring, the president of the Fair Board Ag Society, and I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm with Roger Boring, the Fair Board Ag Society president, and we've talked all about the Fair Board and his position on the board and what the fair does. And, you know, we're right in the middle of Fair Week right now. And so what are some of the things you have looked forward to in this year's fair?
Well, a lot of different upgrades to the fair, not only in the scheduling with new events coming into the grandstands. I mean, the obvious is the new bleachers on the grandstands themselves. Got rid of the seats. They were very tight, and we opened it up.
So as we were looking at the fair for this year, you know, we're into Friday now. What were you looking forward to as we came into fair week? And do you look forward to the same things, or, you know, does it change each year?
It changes each year. With the new events that we brought in, I'm hoping to see people were satisfied, happy, try to do the best we can to promote the shows that we got. Obviously, it's been a safe week. Everything's looking good.
This year, you did bring in some new events and you changed the chairs. How do you guys get the feedback from the community? Obviously, with the board, you guys meet, you discuss things. How will you find out what you changed this year, how they liked it or didn't like it?
Well, you know as well as I do. If somebody doesn't like something, they're going to let us know. And we look forward to those comments. That's how you improve. That's how you build on the criticism.
And do you guys have a place where, like, people, are you kind of relying on social media? Where's the best place if they have an idea or if they said, hey, like, this didn't really work? How can you, people from the community, let you guys know what they're thinking?
Either, any way they can. They want to do Facebook, they want to talk to us face to face, either way. If you see somebody going around with a Holmes County Fair Director shirt on, pull them to the side. Tell them what you're thinking.
Because it's a community fair. While you guys are doing the work and pulling it all together, it's for the community.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's our whole mindset, is for the community. For the community, for the kids, for the growth of the 4-H and the FFA programs. Everything we do is community-based.
I'm sure while you're doing the fair, you're getting ideas. Are you already thinking about next year?
No. Simple. Not yet. No, we are. I mean, I've had some good ideas already, but just pre-planning, just trying to get things wrapped up, and then we'll start worrying about 2026.
Looking back at all the fairs that you've been a part of, so we've got 10 years as a board member, what has been your favorite part, your favorite memory?
Honestly, I would have to say working with all the board members. I think I've said it before, but I've never been part of a group that works so well together and have so much fun together and laugh and cry. We've done it all. And I would have to say building Harvest Ridge, where it sits now and what it looks like, I can't wait to come back 20 years and see what it looks like. It's just going to keep growing.
I was just going to ask, where do you see the fair going in, say, the next 10, 15, 20 years?
It has no choice but to grow, one way or the other. It's going to grow.
Growth is always a good way to go.
It is a good way to go. It sometimes can add a little bit of headache, but hey, that's what it's all about, being a volunteer.
If somebody wants to get involved with the Ag Society, with the board, how do they do that? I think we mentioned it earlier, but let's kind of recap here as we're wrapping things up.
Yeah, just if you're interested in becoming an Ag Society member, stop into the secretary's office. Any of the girls in there, or myself, you see any of us walking around Midway, just stop and ask us, how do we get started? We'll point you in the right direction.
And the secretary's office is in the Baker Building.
That's correct, in the back of the Baker Building.
Well, thank you so much for joining with me and really rounding out our fair coverage here this week by including Focus Fridays in fair discussion. I appreciate you coming in and teaching us.
Sure, not a problem. I enjoy talking about it.
That was Senior Fair Board President Roger Boring. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Make sure to tune in each and every Friday in the 9 a.m. hour after Hometown News and the Eye on Weather Forecast. And Focus Fridays are being brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't miss next week's edition of Focus Friday as we focus in on Holmes County Prosecuting Attorney Matt Music on Focus Fridays here on WKLM.